Let me thank everybody who's here for coming, and I think it's going to be more appropriate that I'm going to ask everybody to introduce themselves. We'll start up here first. Councilman Reggie Gaffney, District 7.
Okay. I'm here today as Jacoby Pittman with the CEO of the Clara White.
And thank you, Ms. Pittman.
Okay.
Adrian Swanigan, the Building Historical Society.
Devontae Sykes, the Building Historical Society.
Okay. Y'all want to?
Alan DeVault, Build Up Downtown.
Hey, Alan.
Laura Phillips, Edgecombe, Build Up Downtown.
Okay.
Sandra Fedner, Urban Vision Consulting.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Rashonda, you want to?
I'm Rashonda. Councilman Gaffney's Executive Council Assistant.
Mercedes Parker, Executive Council Assistant for Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman.
So thank y'all for coming. I remember the last time we met with DIA, and a couple of things happened since you and I hadn't talked in a while, and I apologize for being busy. Mm-hmm. One was to put together this La Villa board, advisor board, whatever we want to call it. Mm-hmm. So I want to get an update on that. And then the second thing I want to do is just talk about La Villa. And the reason why I want to do that, because every day individuals in this community are saying, Councilman Gaffney, what you going to do about La Villa? Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to try to restore that back to the historic days? Are you going to have perhaps Black developments involved in that? So I'm by myself, but it's my district. I want to be able to try to accomplish some things before I leave.
Right.
And so you and I will have me as a councilman and you and my district as a business person.
Correct.
I want to have some conversation. Mm-hmm. And then I assume you guys or whoever want to have some input at the end of that, and then raise your hand and give me some ideas on what y'all think we need to be doing. I say we, me, and the city council need to be doing. So I think, Councilwoman Pittman, did we, and I know the answer here, but just for the record, did we finish, did you send your list of those interviews that you recommend to the advisor board?
Yes. So just an update, because I know it's been a month and
about
a half or so,
month.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I just wanted to circle back around with you in terms of what we discussed and what was on the agenda for the next 30 to 60 days. And so I was able to forward that list to Lori Boyer. And of course, I would like to be on there as an advisory more than anything. So I guess, and I probably won't be attending all of the meetings, but I gave her the name of Enos Dennis. I'm not sure if you know Enos or not.
He was at the last meeting. Was he? I think that name came up.
Yeah.
Somebody recommend him.
Yeah, Laura is familiar with him, and I think that he's done some work with the DIA. He's with Martin Cities, but he's very familiar with the African-American history, and that's why I thought he would be good to chair that committee. And I was hoping that you would get an opportunity to meet him, because he's a wealth of knowledge and he has some ideas and recommendations regarding La Villa. And I think it would really be, you know, an asset if we can develop some of those model entities that have already been demonstrated. And I think it's probably based on the number of historical buildings in a certain area. And I know that I'm not sure if he and Lori had a chance to talk yet, but I think there's a meeting that's coming up, I think next week sometime.
So, and thank you for that. What I want to do, because I want to speed the process up, unfortunately, I got less than 6, 7, 8 more months here.
Okay.
And I want to, in my bucket list, to have a project.
Okay.
or some projects in the villa
okay.
that I can, you know, drive down here 5 years from now and say I was involved in that. And so this is why it was urgency that you and I talked. And I think then perhaps the next meeting we can get the new La Villa Advisors Board together and allow them to do an introduction, but more than talk, if Amos we're going to talk to, or is, and I'm not sure who are on that board, and so they can give me some best practices, perhaps what they have seen.
And I know he mentioned something, there's Bronzeville or something like that, that, you know, you may even want to
go on
a road trip.
I was thinking about that,
you know. And I know there's a couple places down south that we may want to go visit as well. But I just wanted to be able to give it to you so you would at least, you know, do some more research and maybe even have a conversation with Mr. Davis. I'm not aware of it. I know I heard him talk about it. You know, there may be an opportunity for us to demonstrate that same thing in La Villa. And with all of the history in La Villa, as well as, you know, the bicentennial that's coming up, you know, La Villa is kind of older than Jacksonville. So I wanted to see from a historical standpoint how we can roll certain things together if possible.
And so let me ask you this then. So you have some cities or some best practices that they done did that you can email to me so I can take a look? Because what I want to be able to do what this committee come together is be able to tell them what I observe, if it makes sense, if it's, I'm impressed with it, I share that with you, and maybe they can adopt my ideas at the same time.
And, you know, and I just think with some of those ideas that I've seen, you know, previously, I think it'll fit really, really good in La Villa if we can get all the pieces and make them together and really, you know, come up with the boundaries and all of that. But, you know, one of the other things I wanted to share with you, and I think we were in a meeting the other day when we attended the update for the strategic plan. So I'm finished. We're finished with the historical piece of it. I'm not sure if a lot of the nonprofits are aware of the overlay where they would have to be enclosed in some sort of way. And I probably need to get with Lori. Maybe we need to have a meeting with her. But I know you mentioned you hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard that there was an overlay, and, you know, if that is the case, then there's a cost to that, you know.
So what we may want to do the next time we meet is invite DIA. And let me tell you why I'm concerned.
Okay.
It's probably the same reason you're concerned. I heard you voice.
Hi. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm here on behalf of DIA.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
So, okay.
All right, thank you.
So
maybe you can help us out.
Well, if you don't mind, will you come up here? That way we can talk together.
I'm helping set up the committee that's meeting on Friday, the Historic Cultural.
So that's good. So they're going to be meeting this Friday coming?
Yes, at the library.
Okay.
Okay.
It's hybrid, so people can join on Zoom if they can't make it.
Okay.
It'll be at
2 o'clock. Oh, great.
Rashonda, make sure you put 2 o'clock next Friday. And why that's important, because I wanted to recommend that committee meet as soon as possible so I can, and it's hybrid, so I can get some ideas from them. Because, and I'm going to say this, I'm on a, not like my sister here, she got about 15 more years. I only have about 6 more months.
I don't know. That's too long.
So that's next Friday, and then... So my question, Ms. Pittman, Councilwoman, I'm gonna be on at the meeting or
on Well, I think there's Zoom. Two different meetings, so I don't, you know, I think the meeting that's Friday is pretty much the historical meeting in the committee in terms of developing some type of
plans
and scope of what the responsibility of that committee is. And I think it's pretty centralized. But what I was talking about that we heard in the meeting that...
Before you go to that, though.
Okay.
Because I understand where you're going, because I'm concerned about when you ride down and you take a look at Trenton and others.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go back there. But
okay, I want to finish up this.
I know, but I want to be able to get my point, because I'm trying to figure out, do I come to next week meeting since that's their meeting, or should I wait till they organize
and
include
you
yours? I'm going to be at that meeting, what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But my goal is to come up with them to give me a plan, either to work with DIA or introduce something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't have that kind of time. So I don't know if I do it. It's unfair to them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be at that meeting too.
Yes.
So in case the good Lord have me doing something else, in case, mm-hmm. what I'm hoping, one of the charge y'all can give to this committee, I'm trying to fast track a plan on Strictly La Villa, to be able to come back to me perhaps the next time they meet on what they recommend me as the council person to work with DIA or work with my colleagues to introduce. Uh-huh. So I won't do that. Since both of y'all, even by me being on it, I think it's unfair, but I'm telling y'all my wish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm sorry. Now go ahead on with your second thought, and I can speak when now we can talk about.
Well, I was just to kind of finish that up. I know. I just want to get this point in as well, that there was some type of housing and African American preservation, and I really want Mr. Enos to talk to you about that, because it really sounded exciting, you know, in that area. And I know we're doing some housing in La Villa, but there may be some other opportunities. So
should I set up a meeting with him?
Maybe, you know, he'll probably be at the meeting. I'm sure he'll be at the meeting next week. But I just kind of want to get all the things out to share with you as being CEO of the Clara White Mission, and what our concerns were, and how we preserve the African American history.
So remind me next week to ask that question. Are this committee part of the plan that they're going to bring back to me, and it's going to be with some houses, mixed use? You're kind of telling me what to tell them, and I want them to tell me what I think we need.
Okay.
I'm not you part of the not-for-profits and mm-hmm. companies in there, so you need to be part of that discussion.
Correct.
I'm just part of the legislation, so I don't want... Lots of times, we give y'all our ideas, and we run with it, and mm-hmm. then 5 months from now, y'all going to say, that's not our idea, that's your idea, and I get beat up all the time, so no disrespect to you guys, but... I want y'all to be able to tell us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense?
Right. I just think, you know, the assets that we do have left, a lot of La Villa is gone. But from a historical standpoint, you know, the piece that we discussed, the boundaries, and maybe even looking at, you know, doing a district, you know, some historical district, I just think there's opportunity that I don't want us to miss, and I want it to be in front of you, so that could be, you know, part of your projects that you're looking at.
Okay, so we'll begin that conversation next Friday.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I have something exciting to add. We are working on that historic district, and Ennis is helping with the historic preservation section in the planning department. And they've already begun speaking with the state about mm-hmm. creating that boundary, and Ennis is going to give an update on Friday.
Oh, good. Okay.
So,
that's good. That's good to know. Yeah. Okay, so
So Bright Lines.
Yeah, okay. And so is Lori. So.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure because we haven't had a chance to really talk since that meeting. So before we went to that meeting, I wanted to make sure he had that information to talk about it. So that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for bringing that to my attention. And then my second thing is, so we're finished with that, to talk about the homeless organizations.
Yes.
I didn't bring the whole thing. I took a picture of it so I could tell you what it says. And let me, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Because I don't know if you've actually...
Well, I heard what Ms. Boris said during her meeting, and I know you and I both responded that that's a concern, and I can say it's why you're looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
If somehow, mostly it's not-for-profit, got to have some kind of closed fence where these consumers going to be at. And then I guess my question, that's what I've been, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to get fined if a Trinity don't have, you know, they have so many consumers outside right now, but I heard the new ordinance that for the first time when she mentioned that last week. What happened if a not-for-profit don't apply?
Let me read this to you first.
Okay.
So it says, homeless centers and rescue missions that exist as of March the 1st, 2019, provided, however, that by July 1st, 2024, all of these existing facilities must have all activities, including waiting or queuing lines, in a completely enclosed structure. And these existing facilities may not be expanded in scope or footprint unless such structural expansion is directly related to enclosing space for activities waiting or curing of lines. So when I saw that, I'm going to tell you what I had kind of a heartburn with. And I don't know about my other colleagues, but I'm not even sure if they know this even exists.
We didn't, and I've been here almost 7.5, and that's the first time, probably not the first time I paid attention to
mm-hmm.
it.
So, you know, even if my board wanted to expand and doing housing, I know we have done housing for veterans before,
mm-hmm.
But let's just say if we wanted to do a phase two, you know, of housing or development, we may not be able to do it based on this. And maybe I can get a better understanding, or perhaps we can do an amendment. For those of us that have been around a long time, I feel like this kind of handcuffs my organization. If I'm reading this right, and maybe you can help me, I'm not really sure if you're aware of the overlay and what this says, but that's my concern. If we decided we want to expand our housing project, it doesn't allow us to do that.
So I hear you. So let me, are you familiar with that?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that, but I could bring it back to Lori.
Will you, pardon me?
Okay, that would be good. I just don't want to get too far down the line. I did mention it in the DI meeting that was held, and she did acknowledge that this was legislation that was in place. And I guess what I'm asking you
to
is
take a look
to take
amendment.
A look at it and see
That's fine.
If either we can modify
you can
or
always
not have
amend
it at
a
all.
Bill. You can always amend something.
Yeah.
I have
okay.
learned that. So make what bill?
This is the overlay for LaVille.
The overlay for not just for LaVille, but that will affect the whole downtown though, right?
Well, this is only for LaVille that I'm aware of. The overlay, because LaVille has an overlay.
I know, but so it appears that language then just talking about two people.
Well, in LaVille, you have Salvation Army, you have VOA, you have Trinity, You have City Rescue Mission. You have Claire White.
Let me ask you this, and this is, we may have to, if I'm going to amend it, we probably, the next time we meet, we need to have all those not-for-profits to come.
I think that.
And they need to understand this, and then I need to understand
what
they need to do.
I know I didn't know about it, and I'm not sure if the other agencies got information that this is something that was going to go into effect. So when I read it, I was like, oh, my God. That was the first time I saw that.
And I may need your help to help. You probably know the numbers of most of them because you deal with them more than I do. So I may need your help to invite them to the next meeting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, you know, those were the two things that I wanted.
Hold on for a second, Ms. Pittman.
I can get Mercedes to get the overlay. Hold on, let me see it.
She can get it too. I don't want to stop her for that. You'll get it. Not disrespect. I'm trying to.
Yeah, it's the zoning. It's the DIA zoning overlay for La Villa.
Thank you.
Okay. Those were the two things because I just see so much potential in La Villa. And, you know, what could happen, and, you know, we can bring some more housing and, you know, the nonprofits, if they're interested in doing something like that, or even developers, you know, bring to Jacksonville.
So my thoughts is after next Friday, you may want to coordinate your schedule with my schedule for next Friday to have another meeting.
Okay.
With this advisor group so they can bring me what I'm going to be looking for.
Okay.
Because you make it July, you make it August, you make it September, and I just push everything back.
Okay.
It's my prayer that if they can bring something back to me at a very aggressive date, by July, mid-July to July 1st, I can have some kind of direction I'm going in. So if you can get Mercedes to get with Rashonda, we know that they meet next Friday. Anything beyond next Friday, they could bring something back to me.
And I think next week is fifth week, so when we could probably meet. So they're meeting, did you say next
Friday?
Okay, so if we meet with that group, I'm just trying maybe to get a timeline.
Maybe the following Friday is that's too aggressive.
No. I mean, I'm ready to rock and roll because there's some things that need to be addressed.
Okay.
So we got the historical district, and then we also have the group, and then we also have this. So you're talking about probably three things.
Yeah.
That need some attention. You may be able to merge.
I'm hoping to do that my next meeting, which is what that following Friday date is.
The
10th,
June
10th.
So there's June 3rd, June 10th,
You sure? Because it seems like I got something going on June the 10th. No, I'm not criticizing. She said 10th.
No, I'm just looking at my calendar to see if next Friday is good. But no, next Friday is not good for me because I have the Miracle on Ashley Street.
Not next Friday, the Friday after that.
That's the 10th.
So how about the Friday after that? You know,
Now, that meeting is at 2 o'clock, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so I could come after the Miracle.
You may be too tired. I know how that go when you put on a big event. So we can do the 17 around 2 o'clock.
Okay. So you're not available on the 10th?
I'm trying to work with you, but I don't want to.
I mean, I should be wrapped up by 2 o'clock so I can come to the meeting.
We'll do it 2 o'clock.
And then if I don't, no, don't do it around me.
I just need you here, though.
Yeah. I'll be here. I'll make sure Mercedes will make sure I'm here at the meeting on the 10th. I just want to let you know if it you know, I'm glad it's a little bit later because we should be wrapping up by then.
That's fine.
And I'll get down to the library, and then on the 10th we can schedule another meeting.
Okay. Let me turn my questions. I don't know. Thank y'all for coming. Do y'all have any thoughts or ideas?
Thoughts and some recommendations that I would like to bring before council.
So say your name.
My name is Adrian Swanigan, and I'm speaking on behalf of the LaVilla community. I have some recommendations that came about from some other stakeholders in the community, as well as one of the developers from the downtown district that's doing a lot. In Northport, we actually took a tour of LaVilla probably, and I think Lori was there, it was probably the end of last year.
But yeah, it was like October, November, it was
yeah,
late.
October,
it was late,
November.
Yeah.
So did you live in LaVilla or?
Yes,
you,
I actually was, I lived in LaVilla, mm-hmm. But my parents and my grandparents, and you know, they lived in LaVilla, they had businesses in LaVilla, and we took a tour. It was like October, November, and me and Alex Savakis, the developer from JWB,
uh-huh.
We had a conversation about the inclusion of African-American developers
Mercedes.
To actually play a role in developing some of the infill parcels that we have left in LaVilla. And it's something that I think we could create some something special there by having an inclusion type of situation that we create there in LaVilla. Me and Alex spoke about it. We toured LaVilla. From that conversation, it gave me the charge to locate African-American developers in the Southeast region that had the capacity to actually develop at a scale in LaVilla that would be comparable to the plan in Northport.
What's the plan in Northport?
We're in Northport right now. They have about 7 blocks that are basically set up with cluster developments. Andy Allen
mm-hmm.
From Corner Lot. You have Alex Savakis from JWB.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman from Augustine. And then I think there's also a couple.
Allen West, yeah.
Allen West.
Yep, and they just got their
block. Oh, okay. I don't, okay.
So actually, it's a cluster of developments that's happening right across the boundaries in LaVilla.
Okay.
That from a strategic standpoint, these neighborhoods actually connect
mm-hmm.
In the Ashby Street, Broad Street corridors.
Mm-hmm.
And from that conversation, it led me a charge of speaking with a few developers that are pretty big developers in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That seen interest in what we had going on in LaVilla.
Mm-hmm.
And I had support from Alex Savakis on a visit when I brought one of the largest African-American companies, developers, and construction, they're vertically integrated, to Jacksonville for a visit to mm-hmm. actually tour the sites. Actually, we had a day where we toured the sites. We also looked at what they were doing in Northport.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with a vision of including African-American developers and construction companies in the equation in the LaVilla end.
Mm-hmm.
And basically going back to what LaVilla was, a lot of the structures were built by self-taught African-American developers and construction companies.
Mm-hmm.
So the conversation started in October. From the conversation, it led to, like I said, having some of the largest African-American developers that have the capacity to develop these scale of projects with a couple hundred apartment units that could be workforce or affordable housing. Some of the same things that was actually disclosed in the 2018 strategy for the building, where they would use those partials to, in same instances like they did in Johnson Commons, where they used the land to incentivize corner lot in JWB to develop real estate there. Mm-hmm. So it was three blocks near the JRTC station that they were able to do a deal based on the condition and the climate, those land parcels that they were able to donate to the project really made the numbers feasible to develop $30 million worth of townhomes.
Let me help you, and thank you for that, because you're giving me a lot. It's the first time I heard it. What I want you to do for me is to get with this new form, and especially Mr. Enos, that's his name, right?
Yes.
I don't know this. She hadn't shared whose name she put in yet, and I hadn't looked at it, so forgive me. So you part of the committee.
Right.
So what I'm asking y'all to do for me, all y'all, not you, but bring those recommendations back. And that way I can then get with maybe Ms. Pittman as a council person, and she can co-sponsor something with me along with DIA to figure out how I want to move forward. I like the idea, but that's you talking. I want this committee to do it, if you understand what I'm saying.
I think Mr. Swinnigan was at that first meeting. He said he wanted to I think he was at the first one, and he said he wanted to be on that committee.
Well, I'm okay with that. They hadn't met yet, and I just met him the last time,
yeah.
But we don't talk like that, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not disrespecting what you're saying. I want you to think that. I cut you off, but I like what you're saying, but I want y'all to tell me how to move together. It's stronger.
And to be honest with you, that's what I was really here today. I knew the DIA would be here from the DIA and stuff, and we don't want to fight in La Villa. We want to create something that we can have for the rest of the country to see how we can work inclusively and how we could, you know, go back to like taking this neighborhood back to what it was known across the country for, is business. This was the epicenter of black business and culture in the U.S. We just want to create a situation where the community, the DIA, the developers that we're able to bring and have interest in these projects, we just want to make an environment that's conducive, because when La Villa is done right, we all win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, North Court and La Villa, these are two neighborhoods that you have probably $500 million worth of projects that's, you know, two blocks away from a neighborhood where we have infield land that actually works complementary to what's happening in North Court. So this is not something from a community standpoint where we want to, you know, go back and forth fighting about, you know, things along, okay, African-American racial line. See, it's bigger than all of that, because if La Villa is done right, we all win. See, the African-American history that is based in La Villa is a draw for the whole platform across the board downtown. You know, neighborhoods like La Villa, if you go to other metropolitan cities, you know, these neighborhoods that are right on the cusp of downtown, they play a role in the vibrancy that, you know, everybody is on board with seeing happen here in Jacksonville. You know, so it was things that, from that conversation and having a white developer, I drew a lot of respect for Alex Tavakis from JWB Capital, because when he approached La Villa, he didn't approach La Villa with four white guys actually taking control of a whole African American historic district. And that's when I, you know, had to like take a step back and really, you know, like look at this individual in a completely different light, because at this day and age, some things that we fight about, we really could use as a strength to everybody could benefit across the board. So it's not from a standpoint in La Villa like we don't want to work with white development. No, it's a way that we can work together and give blacks an inclusive position to play roles that were played in La Villa.
Mm-hmm.
So I do understand, because I don't know if you got something to say. But again, we can move forward. I understand what you're saying, but I want your committee to give me those ideas. We can work with DIA on that, okay? I'm for time's sake. You got anything you want to ask, sir?
Yeah, just really quickly, coming from a IT background and, you know, being an expert within my field, I kind of want to see something, you know, done for the children around Jacksonville as far as helping young African-Americans and young people in general start to, you know, go into the tech space and a critical mass. So I'm here to represent and be a voice for them because I am a mentor. I am, you know, someone that they look up to as far as, you know, getting into the IT space. I started at CSX Technology. I worked at IBM. I'm currently at Microsoft. So I want to see something as far as like an innovation center, some type of incubator that we can all, you know, bring the young people together and give them something productive to do. Because I see right now that out of boredom, they choose to do things that aren't exactly productive and beneficial to the, you know, whole community.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I love that, and I would love to see. I'm coming. I would love to see whatever y'all bring back have something like that in it.
60,000 square foot space that's not being utilized. There's an incubator in Atlanta that the developers that I actually brought to Jacksonville to visit. They have a 54,000 square foot incubator that. The private sector, they're on their second $20 billion raise, and it's an incubator that fosters about 100 African-American companies. Mm-hmm. Jamie Dimon was just at the Russell Center a couple months ago, and we actually have the ability to have that same model on Ashley Street where the first African-American Institute for Education was founded.
That's what I was going to talk about. So Build Up Downtown is part of one of our special projects is the historic Stanton building. We currently are working very closely with the board, and Alex actually sits on the board for historic Stanton now. We are taking the funds appropriated by the city to get the roof least some covered so that we can then begin renovation of the building. We're getting ready to launch a capital campaign. A big part of that is on the ground floor, putting in a museum and looking at incubator space, tech, like for literally for the youth population.
Hey, Lord, but see, this is my problem. And see, I have to give Alex the respect that he gave the black community.
Yeah.
And I won't create a fight in the public about my recommendations for Stanton. But axe throwing and beer drinking.
Oh, no. I know.
I just want to say something. See, at Stanton, you know, like I said, the first African-American Institute for Education, where we had one of the gentlemen in this country that's renowned for his work, James Weldon Johnson, actually was a principal there. We actually had the bulk of the productive black intellectuals that come through Jacksonville were graduated from this institution.
Mm-hmm.
And it fostered intellectual behavior from African Americans to produce a lot of productive things. And when you start thinking about the uses of some of these structures, see, that's where we have, and I won't say it's a falling out, it's just we just have a disagreement in lieu of uses. So I've seen Armor Works in Tampa. I've seen the Ponce Market. I've seen these style developments and what they the type of activities they accommodate, which I do not think is appropriate for a 60,000 square foot structure that the black community could incubate entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
La Villa was one of the epicenters of entrepreneurship. This was a city all by itself. It functioned totally and solely with African American individuals who were competent enough to create a neighborhood that would be duplicated 30 times after it was seen here. So, you know, I'm just, you know, at a point where certain things, I just think they need to be addressed. I don't think it's a way that we can, you know, fall out or have
I totally agree. In listening to the board conversations, I know that, because it's three stories,
right.
It absolutely is not turning into a full-blown. I know once upon a time that was like the big vision. I can tell you because the board has been very vocal. And as we Like, because that was so far before, right?
Right,
when we met.
Right.
It has changed entirely, and realizing that what everyone here in this room is for is wanting to do with the neighborhood, understanding that it's not going to be three stories of something that looks like it should be dropped in the middle of Tampa. I promise you, absolutely, that is not the direction it's taking anymore.
You know what? It was something that Alex even shared a couple weeks ago that we actually need to take a trip and see this model.
Yes. Oh, just show, for it to be able to bring the economic impact.
Yeah, see, the economic impact to the community, this is something, see, we've been distressed in Jacksonville. Yeah. See, we had a population of some very wealthy African-American people. We didn't beg for anything in Jacksonville. 100 years ago, Jacksonville was functioning, the black Jacks was fully functional and self-reliant. Mm-hmm. You know, it was fostered by business. One of the ladies that started the 130-year legacy that's still in La Villa, all of that was based on entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
So when we start talking about leaving the entrepreneurship piece out, we're forgetting the main piece that made La Villa a national practice, that other black communities looked at what we were doing here in La Villa, and they went back and started to develop these neighborhoods in other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. This system worked. You know, and being able to come back and bring a central black business district to La Villa, you know, it's nothing in offense to,
that's huge.
You know, it's to any other culture.
Let me help both of y'all, because...
Oh, no, we're good. We're friends. Because
I'm loving this conversation.
So I'm going to end my... Hey, listen. I'm going to end my meeting. Y'all can keep it up for the next 2 hours or three. But in all respect, that's good conversation. And I like that.
That's the basis to work.
I understand. And y'all can finish. But I have other things to do. But so what I want to have happen is for this due form committee to come back with me with some recommendation. I'm not sure what to do at Historic Stand, because I think that took y'all somewhere else, and I'm trying to support both of them. That's still part of it, so that's another conversation. And do we have somebody from Historic Stand on this new form committee?
Yes. From the board.
Yes, Mamie
is on it. Good.
Mamie, she's the executive director, and she is a rock star. It is important, the overall picture. It's the same mission, I swear.
No, see, this is good dialogue. Yeah. See, this is how stuff get done.
It is, and listen, I'm gonna let y'all dialogue. So I'm gonna come back to you. I hope with what you just said, understanding this new form committee and understanding what Historic Stand may do, that somehow at some point in the near future we can put what your recommendation. I totally support that. Anytime you can, whatever we develop and we make sure that kids have access to those amenities that, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago we didn't have, is a plus. And so make sure you come to these meetings so you can express that. I wish you was on the board.
Every chart trend has a vision, and I listened to his conversation about the African-American community coding their way out of poverty. See, Ted, these installations are placed like Old Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
See, our community needs to be developed a fishing mentality again. See, all of the giving and handouts, the free food, that's what affected the black community, and now we haven't produced anything to be respected for in the last 60, 70 years. So that Historic Stanton piece, that incubator piece, it has to be something that has to be, you have to lay your eyes on it. The Jamie Dimon came to the hard, dead smack of Castleberry Hills, which used to be the heart of one of the roughest ghettos in Atlanta. And there's a place for entrepreneurs to go, and I'm talking about this place is 54,000 square feet to start off. It's massive. It's a massive space where black companies, whether you're a startup or whether you're a company that's positioned to scale, there's opportunities that this incubator offers to the black community, access to capital, things that the black community and black companies and firms before really didn't have access to.
So bring all those ideas back to me, not today.
I got you.
Okay, bring them back as a group, and we'll see how we can get to second and third base. Okay, listen, y'all. I'm unfortunate. I got
other stuff to other, do.
No, don't say it that way. I got a couple more
beats. But I just, first of all, I just want to say thank you because I think this is important. The dialogue is extremely important so you all can hear and share with Lori and your team, and an opportunity for me to step out of council and really look at the big picture, because I grew up in Blodgett Homes, that's not far from there. And so I've seen what La Villa used to be like and what it is now. And to be able to, you know, it's amazing how you go through your life and it comes all back around full circle. And I feel like I'm full circle because I remember the businesses you're talking about when I was a little girl walking from Blodgett Homes. You know, we used to call La Villa Uptown. And when you come uptown, then you was really going somewhere. And it was nothing but black businesses and restaurants and entertainment. And, you know, we're missing that. The only thing that I'm aware of that we have is the Ritz Theater. And of course, the Clara White Mission. We have a museum in there that honors Dr. Eartha Inman White with all of the stuff that she did in La Villa. And housing was a big piece. You know, we had the two-story houses, we had the row houses, and a lot of that is missing right now. And so I love what you were saying. It just kind of blocked when you said what you said. It was like a flashback of me growing up and, you know, having grocery stores there and clothing stores and record stores. And I feel today, like I'm still...
I'm not meaning to cut you off, but today the vibrancy you were explaining, cities across the country are trying to reach back and attract that vibrancy.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Atlanta and I was driving past the Beltline.
You can go.
And looking at the foot traffic on the ground... They reminded me of what the Villa used to be, like around the clock. It was a very dense place. These walkable corridors, what people are talking about, they were established in the Villa.
We're going to get there. let me just say this, honestly, and this is all I'm going to say.
I got you.
All your ideas become our ideas. What I'm hoping we can do as a council person or working with DI or working through the council is somehow put RFP out and identify what postures that y'all think y'all can work with. And all that you're talking about, you can put in there. So you can tell me, but I want y'all to do it again. And you got some great ideas. And maybe after we get to second base, and maybe we'll sit down and talk more about it. But I want to end it today because... again, you got so much knowledge. I hope you bring that to this committee. I hope y'all bring it back to me so we can start moving with something, okay?
Okay.
I am so sorry for cutting y'all, but I really do. I'm going to thank everybody for coming. I think we achieved something. We'll go from this meeting to next Friday meeting, and then we'll set up another meeting, okay, the following Friday. All right, thank y'all.
All right, thank you. For-